The TSO playing the music of Modest Mussorgsky from Pictures at an Exhibition. That was The Old Castle. They were led by Peter Ungen. And the TSO's music director emeritus, Peter Ungen, returns with that very work next season. You can find out more about 2026-27 at tso.ca. You're listening to Sunday Night at the TSO. I'm Kathleen Kajioka. Well, returning this season is the Indigenous company Red Sky Performance. Founded in 2000 by Sandra LaRonde, Red Sky's first collaboration with the TSO was in the multimedia work Adizokan, which featured music and electroacoustic sound design by Métis composer Elliot Britton. Well, they return on April 19th with the world premiere of She Holds Up the Stars. It's a young people's concert with a work based on LaRonde's award-winning novel of the same name. Leading them is former TSO RBC resident conductor Trevor Wilson, and he joins me now. Trevor Wilson, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thanks for having me.
Now, you're the music director for this very special performance at the TSO, She Holds Up the Stars. Can you, in a nutshell, tell us about this work?
Well, this is another very special collaboration between the TSO and Red Sky Performance, my second collaboration with that group. And this is storytelling through music and through actors and through puppeteering. It's a very interesting combination of different elements that you wouldn't normally see at a symphony orchestra concert. And we're telling the story of She Holds Up the Stars, which, of course, is a book written by author Sandra LaRonde. And it's a very touching story about empowerment, about connecting with your culture, and about coming together of different cultures in the same way that actually our classical music tradition is coming together with this Indigenous tradition through this work. So it's a very special collaboration, and I'm very happy to be a part of it.
You mentioned storytelling, and you have said we're not performing a symphony, we're performing a story. So what is different or shifts for you as a conductor when a specific story rather than, you know, an emotional abstract arc is at the center of things?
Well, of course, the concept of narrative is deeply embedded in music of all kinds, not only program music where a story has inspired the music and you're depicting specific external things through the music, but also the idea of narrative, I think, parallels a lot with, you know, the dramatic unfolding of so-called absolute music. But in this case, the music is not center stage. It's the actors. It's the play, in other words. And we're supporting that story that's being told, similar to how you would play in a pit for an opera, except in this case, the orchestra isn't in a pit. It's actually behind the actors on stage.
Yeah, and I understand that the orchestra is actually flipped around, so you will be facing the audience, and I guess the orchestra kind of in reverse from the normal setup. What does this change in terms of the energy and connection?
Well, this is definitely an unusual setup, but we are doing it this way in order to make room for the actors and the puppeteers to do all their stagecraft. And for me, it's not so different because I'm actually facing the orchestra in either case, but the musicians aren't facing the audience and feeding off the energy of the audience as they usually do. But of course, we're all, you know, coming together for this performance and giving it focus and energy as we always do. And actually, it reminds me a lot of playing music for movies, where there's a screen behind the orchestra and the players don't always know what it is that's happening on the screen that their music is accompanying. And such is the case here too, where the actors are behind the players. And so, you know, as we're playing, they're going to hear all sorts of movements and sounds and the dialogue, of course, also behind them. And they can just sort of imagine what's going on and what the music is describing.
It is a multidisciplinary work, and Elliot Britton's score blends orchestral writing with electronic textures and sound design. How do these elements work together?
So, in technical terms, the orchestra is playing to a click track, and the click track is useful because it makes sure that we always line up with the electronic music or sounds that are happening concurrently. And we use the same approach for performing Elliot's other large work, Adizokan, which I did last season with the TSO. And Yeah, I mean, these kinds of projects, they remind me very much of a German word that was used in the 19th century called Gesamtkunstwerk, which means total work of art. And I really think this is a modern example of a total work of art where you have all these different artistic mediums colliding together into this very, very special performance.
Yeah, and for those who are used to a traditional symphonic format, what might feel surprising or exciting actually about this experience?
Well, there's so many unique aspects to this experience, which we've talked about. The use of these life-sized puppets, especially this horse, which is a one-to-one size of a real horse. And not only does it look like a horse, but it also moves like a horse. We did a little demo at the end of last season with the actors, and the puppeteers are so talented in really replicating the organic kind of movement and feeling of weight that the animals have. So it'll be a very, very striking thing to see, I think, for the audience. But also, we're incorporating sounds from the indigenous music tradition, and of course the storytelling comes directly from that too. So, and another aspect is it really touches on an important part of Canadian history that will be very helpful for all the young people to come and see. So yeah, a really special performance.
And you mentioned young people. I mean, it is a young people's concert. So for families and the young people who may be coming to Roy Thomson Hall for the first time, this must be a pretty powerful way to get introduced to the TSO.
For sure, for sure. And my hope would be that this performance serves as a gateway for interest and exploration in new areas that maybe people hadn't considered before, whether it's Canadian history or Indigenous culture or classical and symphonic music. I hope that this really sparks the imagination in our young audiences.
Large Indigenous-led works of this scale are still relatively rare on orchestral stages. What does it mean for you to be part of this production?
This production is very special to me because at the heart of it is the idea of collaboration. Behind the scenes, we have very close collaboration between the author, who is also the director of Red Sky Performance, that manages the actors and the puppeteers, who are collaborating with the composer, Elliot Britton, trying to find the right music and the right approach to serve the concept. And with me also involved in the mix too, making sure logistically that everything makes sense and will work smoothly. At the heart of the story itself is collaboration between Misko and Thomas, reconciling their cultures and coming together. So to me, this is a profoundly Canadian work, and it makes me feel close with the culture of my native country, and I hope other people who see the performance feel the same way.
The performance is still a few weeks away, but since you have worked with Red Sky before, and I know that when, you're working on something, it has a way of getting into your system and staying with you. And so as you approach this renewed collaboration with them, I'm wondering what is it you look forward to and what have you carried with you since the last time?
Well, the last performance that we did together was the great project Atazocan, which, like this, combines many different elements. I'm looking forward to connecting with the different traditions that are coming together on stage for the first time. This indigenous music tradition and indigenous history is not only interesting, but it's important, I think, for Canadians to be aware of this. And it's its own unique art form. I mean, in Atazocan, for example, we had soloist Nelson Taguna doing a combination of beatboxing and throat singing that was utterly unique and astounding. And I think the puppeteering that we're going to experience on stage here will be, similarly impressive, and the impact will be long-lasting. Yeah, these performances are very, very unique, and audiences will not be able to see anything like it except for here at the TSO.
Well, Trevor Wilson, all the best for the upcoming project, and thank you so much for taking time to tell us about it tonight.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks.
That was conductor Trevor Wilson. He leads the TSO in what is sure to be a symphonic experience like no other. She Holds Up the Stars runs two performances on April 19th at 1:30 and 4 p.m. Tickets are available at tso.ca. And as you're looking that up, here's a taste of the TSO's last collaboration with Red Sky Performance and composer Elliot Britton, an excerpt from Atazocan.